Hey, over here. Yeah, I'm talking to you, big guy. What? Are you surprised I'm talking to you or something? Aren't we at least, like, kinda friends? You've known me almost 7 years. Oh, this? Yeah, I know this leather miniskirt is definitely against dress code, but that doesn't matter. I totally ditched out of class today. But hey, what are they gonna do about it anyway? I'm finally 18. We're technically, legally adults now, as weird as that sounds. I'm glad you noticed I was gone. That's actually super sweet. Hey, don't tell me you need to go already. What? Do you not want the other valedictorians to see you talking with the biggest whore on campus? Oh, shut up. I totally am the biggest whore on campus. That's what everyone says. And hey, look at me. I'm dressing the part with this red tube top and leather miniskirt. I don't mind proving them right. I know what I am. Of course, if I really wanted to prove them right, I could just let you fuck me. For price. I am a whore, after all. Well, that depends. How much cash do you have on you? Only 20 bucks? That's fine. After all, they say I'm cheap, too. Might as well let them keep thinking that. What? Do you think this is one of those pranks that hot girls play just to make shy boys squirm? Because it's not. I'll actually do it. I'll fuck you. For $20. This is fun for me. Trust me. Okay. Let me prove that I mean it. Did that seem real enough for you? Give me the money now. I want everyone to see it. Let them know I'm your whore. Thank you for your patronage, sir. No, let's go. I know a cheap motel. Here it is, the Sea View Motel. The dumpiest two-star place in town. And it doesn't even actually have a view of the sea. I feel like getting laid in this shithole is a rite of passage when you turn 18. This isn't your first time getting laid, is it? Actually, you know what? Don't answer that. You might as well be a virgin. Because there's no way you've ever been with a girl like me. Sit down right there on the bed. I'm gonna take really good care of you. Let me sit on your lap. Have you ever gotten a lap dance before? I think you'll like it. Does this feel good? I bet it does. I can feel you getting hard through your pants. Mm-hmm. just have to lay there with your hands on your side, you know? This isn't a strip club. You can touch me all you want. Don't be shy. Do you want to feel my tits? Go ahead. Squeeze them. Do you want to get a little more intimate? You can pull my skirt off too. Then I can grind right into that bulge. Do you feel that? That warm, wet feeling? It's me soaking through my panties for you while I grind on you. Oh. Yeah, you can bug your hips into me. Oh no. Looks like you got wet for me too. Did you come in your pants just from that little lap dance? I think that's kind of cute. Oh, no. Don't you get up, big guy. We're not finished at all. You didn't pay me for a lap dance. I said you were gonna fuck me. Or do you think I won't be able to get you hard again? Because I think I can. And besides, I think you're kind of fuckable. I wouldn't want to miss out. Let's get your clothes off. Oh. Look at all this cum still dripping out of your dick. Mind if I clean it up a little? I wonder how much work it's gonna take for me to get you hard. Maybe I can keep sucking, or maybe I can do something else. You sure liked it when my ass was rubbing on you. Maybe that'll work. Maybe I should use my tits. You've been ogling them since we were in the sixth grade. I did develop pretty early, after all. There we go. Do they look as nice as you imagined them being? I think they'll look a little better with your cock in between them. You like that? Yeah. I can feel you getting hard again already. Mm. don't get too excited, big guy. If you come again, you might run out of steam before you can fuck me. Not that I'd mind you coming between my tits. That'll be fucking hot. But I don't want to wait any longer to feel your cock inside me. Already. Let me get these panties off. I'm ready for you. So, how do you want it? You can even fuck me in the ass if you want to. Don't worry, I kinda like anal. Oh, you'd rather fuck my pussy? I thought guys were always pushing their girlfriends for anal. I never thought I'd see a dude turn it down. Why is that? Oh, because you want me to come too? You must really want me to think you're a gentleman. Okay, you stay right there. I said I'll be taking care of you. Just let me slide onto that nice, hard. You actually have a really nice cock. Hard. Throbbing. Just the right size. Yeah, I definitely think that I can get myself off riding this cock. Oh, no. You don't have to do anything. Just lay back and relax while I take care of you. And take care of myself. Oh. There actually is one thing you can do that I think you might enjoy. You can suck on my tits while I ride you. I come so much harder when guys do that for me. Actually kind of good at that. Oh my god. If you eat pussy half as well as you suck my tits, then maybe I've been missing out. Wasting my time with other people when I could have been letting you bury your face between my legs. You keep doing that, and I'll keep fucking you. just how I like it. And oh my God. Made someone come before? You look like you were in disbelief. I think you enjoyed making me come. Be careful. You'll get addicted to it. Do you want me to keep riding you? I think it's your turn to get off, and don't worry about coming inside me. I've had a birth control implant since 9th grade. You want me to bend over? What do you want to do to me? Oh. You want to rim my ass? Holy shit, you're dirty. I take back everything I said earlier about you being a gentleman. You're fucking nasty. I like it. Oh fuck. You're really going for it, huh? Oh, fuck. You're natural. Are you gonna tell everyone at school about this? About how you made me moan like a dirty little whore. Because I don't mind. You can tell everyone you did this to me. What are you doing now? Do you still want to come in my pussy? Because you can take me from behind if you want. You can come anywhere you want. I want to see if you can fuck me as well as I fucked you. Show me what you've been learning, valedictorian. Oh my God. Fuck yes. Push my face into the mattress. Fuck me. Fuck me. Give it to me. Pull my hair. Fucking treat me like a whore. Treat me like the cheap slut I am. You can come whenever you want. I've already got mine. Oh, just fuck me. Fuck me as hard as you can. Use me. Use me. Oh. 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 Slap me harder. I can take it. Shit. Shit. Come for me. Oh, please fucking come for me. You can come in my pussy if you want. Or even come in my face. I don't care. Just keep coming. Just fucking keep coming for me. Oh. Oh. You wanna fuck my face when you finish? That can be arranged. Are you ready? Give it to me.
I can take it.
Such a bad little boy. Well, I guess we're all done here. Well, what are you staring at me for? This is the part where the guy throws me a rag to clean the cum off my chin and leave. What are you doing? You want round two, or... Okay, I guess we do have more time, and I don't see why we can't cuddle. You want to hear something unbelievable? This is my first time cuddling anyone after sex. I guess tonight is just full of a lot of firsts for both of us. You weren't bad either. You'll be a bona fide sex machine in no time if we keep doing this. Well, I wanna do this. You know, again. You don't have to pay me. That was all just a big show. I wanted to, you know, mess with all the bitches at school that call me a cheap whore. Prove them right and all. Show them that I don't care what they think. And plus, I thought it would be fun to choose you because I knew there was no way you'd ever been with a girl like me. And, I've never been with a guy like you. I don't know. What are the words? Kind? Smart? Gentle? Maybe not gentle when you fuck me from behind. Why are you saying all these nice things to me? No one ever does. I'm just a slut, remember? Jeez, you sound like you're falling in love after one hookup. I mean, I did say all those nice things to you first, but... What do you mean, do this for real? You mean, go on an actual date? You can't be serious. I've never been on an actual date. I fucking I leave. That's it. Wait, what? Okay. I'll go on that date. But under one condition. I have to be the one who pays to take you out. Do you know of a place where we can go with about, say, $20?
Table for two.
Hi. Nice to finally meet you.
So you're that tramp girl that's seeing my son.
Smile.
I love you too. I know the girl doesn't usually ask this, but will you marry me? I do.
Congratulations. It's a healthy baby girl.
Honey? She wants to know how Mommy and Daddy first met. I think we should save that story for when she's a little